arm our people with info and resources to help fight this thing.
Yeah, this recovery coach class is actually down in Williamstown, I think, in South Jersey.
Oh, is that where that is?
I didn't know. Yeah, I saw that. I read that.
So we're offering it, you know, to anybody. It is, that information's out on our website, the cost and all that as well. So then I think April, we have one here.
Here?
Yeah.
In Hightstown.
Here in Hightstown. Wow.
Nice. So is it, if you went so many days in Williamstown, could you complete it in Hightstown, or is it something that you have to go? I think it's five days straight.
It's a full Saturday, 8 hours, full Sunday, 8 hours.
Ouch.
And then it's Monday through Friday from like 6 to 9.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it last year.
Hey, what's a Saturday? What's a Sunday among friends? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, it was actually a lot of fun.
It looked like it, because I would see when we were doing the show over there, I saw, you know, the people that were attending that. And it looked like a pretty spirited group.
So would that, if I went and did that art, would that give me a couple initials after my name? I mean,
he's trying to take the easy way out of going to school.
Ken McDonald, RC, recovery coach?
Well, you would be RC, recovery coach, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We put your picture up on the website.
Wow.
Your bio. And
damn. I didn't even get a bio. I only got a show.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to make a commitment to do that when it comes here in Hightstown, because that would be practical for me.
Me too. Me also.
You know? I mean, what's a Saturday and a Sunday to give me some skills to maybe properly help someone more efficiently with getting the right treatment, whatever. You know what I mean? Detox.
All the information is out on the website. I mean, the whole program outline, you know, the whole course outline.
Nice.
Some video.
Can I have that house?
Wow, that's good.
Top of the hour.
Thinking you're going to be homeless?
Yeah.
You know, plus it would increase our position to be
helpful.
You know, helpful. And, you know, we always talk about broadening the base. You know, being involved with people that want to do the same thing. That's why I came to City of Angels. That's why I wanted to make a commitment to this fine organization, because I believed in what their motives in helping people were. You know what I mean? It was more like a God-centered thing, not a, you know, let me just do this because.
So you
know
look what I'm good saying? Thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. So, I mean, I still share those tender moments and conversations that we had back in the old building.
Yeah, I love that old building.
You know, so, but this, I like this good, better. Though. Look.
Yeah.
I do like this better.
It is a better setup. And, you know, so again, you're listening to COA Radio. You can listen in at www.coaradio.com. And you can find out about all the stuff that we were just talking about at www.cityofangelsnj.org. And again, the number to call in, get on that phone, people, 609-902-9271. Back to the show. So it's a big week coming up in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are we doing? We're having a recovery party, Super Bowl party.
Yes, yes.
We're all recovering addicts and all that. And God! God!
Well, I'm glad you prefaced it like that, John. You know, I mean, recovery, party, Super Bowl. You know, I mean, there was a couple of, you know, pretty important anniversaries, actually, that happened last week when we talk about not being able to get a minute clean. And then we shared a few nights with people that had over three decades clean. You know, yeah. So when we talk about the proof is in the pudding, well, Johnny and
there was
there.
A lot of pudding there.
There was a lot of pudding.
I know. Sat between two gentlemen, and between them, they had 66 years clean. So, and that's just incredible.
Yep, yeah. And they were still doing the basics. They still use the phone.
Still
actually.
Have a commitment, still have a home group, still sponsored. And they're still here, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and their lives are full, and you know what I mean? It was such a memorable experience, and that's what happens a lot in recovery. I mean, you start building some memorable experiences because you end up making that phone call, which is the beginning. Let's not forget about the phone call.
Can't forget that phone call.
You know, the phone calls, there's beginnings to everything. There's a minute, there's 5 minutes, there's a day. And before you know it, you have quite a few years together. And, you know, what I've gotten from that was I really saw that this program continues to live. When we talk about living clean and sober, it continues on. You just got to continue to do some basics like, you know, some of the things that were shared, like, you know, not being drug proof. You know, being careful with pain medication, even though you're in recovery and you think you can take something as prescribed because of, you know, it could be a way for this disease we have to get back in it.
Absolutely.
Us, you know what I mean? So,
well, you know, you're right. The thing is, the disease of addiction does not come to me through a drug, because I don't use, you know, I'm clean.
Right.
Doesn't knock on my door and say, oh, the dope's good out there. It comes at me in different subtle ways that I don't recognize, and that's the problem with addiction. So sometimes I'm fooled, but we have to be vigilant. Now, if I'm not going to meetings, talking to my sponsor, and working the 12 steps of recovery, then what shot do I have? I'll be fooled easily by, you know, the great trickster addiction.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about that a little bit, you know, over the weekend and, you know, some things that had happened with me personally with, you know, a couple of the people that I'm sponsoring. And, you know, I just try to be in a position to help people by telling them the truth. You know, I'm not sure that it's going to be okay. I'm really not. Right. So to increase my chances, what am I saying? Well, you know, it's pretty good if you go to meetings.
Right.
Because if you go to meetings, that'll increase your chances to get some help and get some phone numbers and kind of broaden your base a little bit. But I'm thinking if you don't go, I'm thinking that you may go back to where you came from, because it would be a little bit easier for you to live with yourself if you did what was comfortable. Who wants to be uncomfortable?
I don't.
You know, and
do you
like being uncomfortable, Art? I mean,
nobody likes
no,
being
who doesn't? I mean, you know, let's face it. So,
would you agree that it's an uncomfortable thing to be clean? In the beginning, at least.
Yeah, I would have to say in the beginning because it's not your norm yet.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of new. You don't know what's on the other side. And
Like we knew what was on the other side when we were using.
Well, no, we just kept doing it. So
right.
We were just like in
oblivion.
We were
oblivious.
You know? Yeah, we didn't really know.
Look at that. We both said the same words.
Yeah, I mean, I used to wake up.
Hey, game.
I mean, I would wake up at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I knew if I didn't get off empty by 8, I'd be sick. I mean, so it was sort of like,
it was a given.
Yeah, it was like rush, 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 rush to get off of that. You know what I mean? To get off of empty.
And you mentioned time.
Things I must earn.
This I must experience.
Wow. Nice. Great call.
Plus, the greatest gift that we can give one another or anyone on this planet is our time.
That's right.
Greatest gift. Now, a Rolex watch isn't bad, but time is probably more valuable.
Well, you know what? I mean, the thing with the Rolexes are they don't tell good time.
Yeah, they got a sweep.
They're either fast or they're either slow. But I know what you're saying. It's funny because I'm on the same page with that. I mean, you know, I had a great dinner with my daughter last night.
Nice.
You know, and I had to work. We were doing a trade show, and we had a lot of our customers come up. And, you know, it's a Sunday, and it's sort of like a layback day for me. And, you know, I was able to do that. But, you know, dinner, like I had said to you, ended up evolved into like a 3-hour thing. It was like a healthy conversation.
Imagine
some plans for the future.
Nice.
You know, we ended up talking about things that we hadn't really talked about over the last year. They sort of just came up.
Right.
You know, because like you said, with time, things I must experience. Well, I had to experience that. And I wasn't afraid.
Yeah, and that that's a good point. But that what that reminds me of, this I must experience, is that you're not going to get anything before you get it. And as addicts, we want to come in and be here 10 days and have 10 years. It's not the case.
Not at all.
It's the journey. Already's looking for something now. This is going to be good.
It is a journey.
It is, and it takes patience and tolerance and vigilance to go through the journey. And I didn't have any of that. But I hung around people that did. And I wanted what they had, and they, you know, they told me in simple terms, you want what we have, you'll do what we do.
All aboard!
I'm loving this. This is neat stuff. And I'm really happy about us being able to be able to come every week now and get back to how we were.
Get back into the flow. Yeah.
I missed the show when we.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, this guy, man, he's having a ball with that thing. Huh? What would you call that? A tablet?
Yeah.
Or is that a?
I have to get some more sounds.
Yeah, we need some more.
Nah, that's good, man.
So, what do we think about this? Super Bowl, the 50th one. And I got to tell you, I got some useless information. A ticket for the first Super Bowl, Super Bowl I, was $12.
Wow.
$12. You imagine?
I'm happy New England's not in the Super Bowl.
Me too. I share your sentiment there. So,
I don't know. I'm big on wisdom and experience, and I really, I'm rooting for Denver. You know, of course, I'm a little sentimental with the whole this is the last hurrah kind of thing, and, you know, my spirit is with Denver.
You know, driving in tonight, I heard that Peyton Manning owns 21 Papa John pizza places in Colorado. And business is booming.
I'm sure.
No, right, yeah, right.
There's a guy that really doesn't have to play football, but he loves the game.
Yeah.
He's like a little kid.
I have to believe this is it for him.
I believe that. I watched the Pro Bowl yesterday, and they interviewed Eli Manning, and they asked him if Peyton had said anything to him about whether this was it or not. He said, he doesn't talk to me about that. No one knows what he's going to do. And I believe that to be true. I don't think that was, you know, blowing smoke. I thought he was sincere about that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's a tough decision. I mean, when you love the game like that and things are kind of coming to an end and, you know, you need something to light you up. That's why I'm thinking Super Bowl 50 is in his grasp, actually.
Well, it is.
I think this could be the thing that maybe turns him around.
That dude from Carolina is a maniac, man.
He's a beast, man. He's tough. But you know what? So's Brady and so's the New England Patriots. So we got to... And that's a fair comparison, Art. And I don't want this to become a controversial... kind of thing.
Hey, I'm a
but it could
fan.
Be because but it Ooh could boy. Be because I'm ready.
Yeah, me you know, I'm ready mean, to pounce.
I just know that.
Well, here's the scenario. Good food, good people, And a big party at Hope All Day in Egg Harbor, Odessa Avenue in Egg Harbor. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun. Surrounded by recovering people. So there won't be any booze or any of that nonsense around. So
no.
It's going to be safe. It's going to be fun. And people can feel safe while they're having fun.
Right, absolutely.
And I'll be there.
It'll be an exciting Super Bowl.
Kenny and myself will be there and a bunch
absolutely.
Of us. We're actually partaking in a little bit of golf that morning. Right?
Should be nice, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're getting close to your segment for Word of the Week.
Well, you know what?
And what do you got?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
If they're already leading.
You know, Artie will have to find out the thing that all. he's too much.
He's crazy.
Word of the Week.
He's the best. There you go. I should have.
I feel like Peter Pan. Energy.
There you go.
Well, the Word of the Week is good. And I'll tell you what. I mean, a word just came to my mind. I mean, it's actually a blessing that I'm able to think about different words and such. But I'll tell you the word that came to mind just a few minutes ago, and that was contentment.
Content?
Yeah. So, I mean, I really wasn't thinking about being contented or anything like that. But, you know, when you make a statement, your life is unbelievable, and you say that your life is incredible, and I think contentment comes into place because it means a state of happiness and satisfaction. Mm. That's what contentment means. And I remember when I was trying to, you know, get clean, I wasn't about no contentment.
No, there was none of that.
I was thinking, like, when is this going to be over? You know, the
well,
pain
it hinged,
of all that.
Yeah, it hinged on what I could get. If I could get it and when, and, you know, how it made me feel. And that was content. But that was artificial.
It
had no bearing on any growth or spiritual growth or change or anything like that. So it was really fake when you think about it. So
yeah, you know, and this whole contentment thing, I mean, as I'm kind of looking down here, I get a lot of help from Webster's and Merriman and, you know, some of the others, the free, you know, dictionary. And, you know, it sort of like has a ripple down effect, this contentment thing, because, you know, it says ease of mind.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, even with the families that are involved, you know what I mean? My mom's 82, you know, we've been kind of going through the whole, you know, transitional thing with her health. And she actually was able to say to me over the past 6 months that she enjoyed spending time with me and having a conversation with me. And I can remember when I wasn't allowed in the house, you know. And I guess I laugh a little about that because I would never have dreamed it being possible for that to happen. You know, because for so many years of being around this lifestyle instead of being involved. But now being, like you said earlier, you used the word vigilant. You know, we're very vigilant about the things that we do, and we're very serious about, you know, putting this message out over the air here or whatever. Whoever's listening, it doesn't really matter. It's like if you hear something that makes sense, maybe you should do something. You know, you never know. One thing you can say to someone at a given point of time can change their life. Mm. And people said those things to me. You being one of them, as you know. Time to dig in, bro. Roll up the sleeve. You've got to get busy. There's a process that needs to be put in place here. There's answers here. I don't have to walk around wandering anymore. You know what I mean? Like, when's it going to happen? Am I going to get struck by lightning? Is that it? I mean, is that the bolt?
Before you hit that $50 billion, you're going to get struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah. It's a given. But it makes sense because, you know, our book talks about lost dreams awaken, new possibilities arise. I never believed that I ever would have a chance to do the things that I'm doing today. Never. I had no evidence that told me that that was going to happen. I got clean on blind faith. I had faith because I showed up. And I didn't know I had faith, but I did. As in retrospect, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I believed there was something to this, but I didn't know what it was. So I thought, well, let me just hang out till I find out what it is. And then maybe I could get a grasp on, you know, how my life can change. And yeah. I got a good grasp on how my life can change. But now what's replaced that is so much more of where my life can go. And it's just incredible. And it's just by calling 609-902-9271.
Yeah, to get started.
To find out and give us a discussion, you know. Talk to us about whatever. You know, if you want to talk about, is this going to be Peyton Manning's last game? That's fine. Whatever gets you on the phone, and we'll talk about whatever we talk about.
Yeah, or is it going to be Cam Newton?
Superman!
You know,
Superman!
I mean, hey, you know what? I mean, I'm just happy.
Cam's
that,
a beast, bro. He's a beast.
I'm just happy to have a plan to stay involved in this process.
Absolutely.
You know, somewhere to go. I don't have to think about going anywhere else because I already have a plan. Of course, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know that I'm going to show up. And you just talked a lot about that blind faith. And I'm mm-hmm. sure, look, anytime we show up, sometimes the toughest part is actually getting there.
Right.
And once you get there,
it is.
You know, and we've even gone through periods coming here, you know what I mean? We've been excited, but we're busy all day. And,
right.
you know, when we get here, we're like, we made it, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we just kept putting one
it's
foot
like
in
climbing
front of
the
other.
Mountain.
And it's the same time thing, too, when it comes to making a phone call. Maybe the first person you call, the line's busy. Or it goes to voicemail.
Ours isn't busy.
No.
No, Art was just on it.
Artie's cheap.
It still rings.
Yeah.
It still rings, and it's a good thing. But anyway, look, we're really excited not only about this weekend and the show here tonight, but also about the things we have on the horizon, John.
Yeah. God bless. He's not done yet.
Comes in threes.
Four, yeah.
Four.
Sneezing.
God bless you, my friend.
Jackpot.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, I ended up in places where I thought, what am I doing here? How did I get here? And I just followed a lead that was in my intuition, in my soul, in my inner spiritual dwelling or whatever you want to call it, that brought me to places where I didn't even plan on being.
Right.
You know, guided to a place where I didn't know I was being guided to. You know, and we ended up here. And, you know, that day I had lunch with Kevin and he said, we'd like you to do a radio show. And I was like, what? I laughed. I said, you're kidding me, right? I said, no, I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious.
We still have to plan the big anniversary show.
Yeah. Yeah. And
do we start a new anniversary date since we were off for a few months? Or
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
We should just pick a date and do it.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
We have the space.
Yeah, we do. We do. Anybody has any...
I put a requisition in for a refrigerator.
There you go. Anybody has any suggestions on how to celebrate our year anniversary on the show? Call 609-902-9271.
Art's going to call.
Yeah. Artie's going to call.
Can't
call myself. He's hurrying up. What do you got? What's some suggestions? Let's get enthusiastic about this thing.
Is that about the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. We should bring back all of the old guests that...
Every one of them?
...that you had before. Well, as many as you can get.
What do you think there, sir?
Well, I mean, I think originally when we had talked about the anniversary, that was the idea to have a sequence of guests with, you know, a slotted time. I mean, we have to kind of spread the the joy amongst everyone. But
I think we go 2 hours that night.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It would certainly be. Actually, you know, Coop, when I saw him last week, he asked me if we were still doing this. And I said, yeah, we took a break for a couple of months just with location changes and that kind of stuff and holidays and and all that. But we've never lost the willingness to stop doing it, you know, which is good. So it was interesting because he was actually on the show last January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
It was a very emotional show that night, too.
I don't remember when I started with you guys.
You started... Danny was still with us at Christmas, right?
Yeah, I think you started in, like, March or April, because...
Yeah. So you're coming up on being with us here.
Maybe we should make our anniversary your anniversary.
Yeah, I bet that's a good idea.
Because I remember we were kind of... tripping and falling with operating the equipment right. You know, we don't know if things got recorded, let alone posted, because I don't even know if we flipped the switch right.
I think we got a late start tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I think I missed, like, the first half of the show, actually.
Really?
Right, yeah. That's okay. Well, that's, you know, it's something that...
Well, if any of you folks out there who listen... have any suggestions about our year party?
We'll go a little longer tonight.
Yeah, we will. We'll have cake, food, come by the show, you know, see us. You know, we'll pick out a date sometime in March.
Maybe we need to figure out a way to live stream YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something special for that night. And, you know, we'll have our little celebratory stuff going on. And we like you guys to get involved, so, because it's your show, and any ideas, you can, again, like I said, call 609-902-9271. You could also comment on the COA Radio Facebook page, give Artie some suggestions. It'd be neat. It's really neat when you do that, and then you see people responding to that. He's a joker. Maybe we'll have a comedian. Oh, we don't have to hire a comedian. We got Artie, so we're good. So, yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be fun to have the listeners get involved in what they, you know, what they want to hear. Call us, give us comments, remarks, what you want to, you know, how you want to see the show go, who you'd like to see as our guest. If you'd like to be a guest, give us a call. We're open to suggestions. You don't have to be a star to be on our show.
Not at all.
So, you know, that's how we do that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that would be fun. My pick, Mortal Lock, this is being recorded, so they'll know, is Carolina wins the Super Bowl. I just can't see anybody stopping that team. And if you're not doing anything... come down to Hope All Day Sunday. We'll be there. Big party. Danny, who is going to be on our show tonight, is hosting it. So it'll be food, fun, fellowship, and, you know, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. It is all good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I don't even know what I'm going to do for the Super Bowl yet.
Come down now. Come with us.
Actually, I have to work Sunday night.
That's all right. You go to work from there. It's a wee woo kind of thing. Everybody, it's a party thing. Wee woo.
No, it is good. It is. You know. I mean, it's. I know that I'm going to be.
That's right. He got them all. He got them.
Well,
all.
Look. These are just some of the things you can do when you're clean. I mean, we don't have to worry about, you know, getting off empty before we go to the party and.
Right.
Not making it anyway because we, you know, fall asleep.
Yeah, bring plenty of Rolaids because there's going to be a lot of food there. So,
yeah, so it'll be good. It's always a good time. It's always a good time spending it with friends and, you know, just sharing another experience. You know? That's why my life's unbelievable. That's... you know, all leading up to one word to describe my life. And mine's unbelievable, so.
You took my word.
I did. I thought yours was incredible.
Well, that usually is, but I like the option to be able to change up once in a while. But my life is incredible.
Right. Well, you know what? We can share the word, John. I don't have a problem sharing it with you.
You don't have a sponsor for that word?
It's not my word.
That has to be what they say it is.
It can be our word. No.
Anybody wants to sponsor the anniversary radio show, feel free. Call Artie. He'll take care of you. 609-902-9271.
No one is calling, man.
I know. What's up with that?
Well, I think a lot of people don't know we're back.
Yeah, we got to.
We have to get the word
out. We got
to
get it out.
The bugle.
We're going to switch places one of these weeks. I'll be over there. You'll be over here.
Well, that's good. Life is good. Big show next week.
Yes, we have Dino from Florida.
Yeah, a couple of out-of-state people.
And we'll have Rachel, who comes from Delco. I met Rachel a couple years ago, and, you know, she struggled a little bit, but now she's clean. She has a commitment. She goes to meetings, has a sponsor, and we talk regular, so...
Right, Rachel was there Wednesday night. Wasn't she?
I don't know if that's the right Rachel.
No? Okay.
Rachel's the girl that I first saw when we went up to the Poconos for the pig roast. Different colored hair. I love you, Rach, by the way. She's a great girl.
Cool. I'm glad she's coming.
She agreed right away to be on the show. And,
yeah, that's great. That's great stuff.
You know, not only Super Bowl, you know what else we got happening this weekend? Stevie B at Cedar Gardens, which is a fundraiser for the City of Angels. I forgot all about that almost.
I know. Wow. You're usually the one who reminds me of what our fundraising efforts are.
Yeah. So we have our race date for this year.
When is it?
September 10th.
Nice.
September 10th. That might change. That might change.
Same place as usual?
Yeah. It's going to be at Mercer County Park.
Okay.
We're looking at Saturday, September 10th. That date was open for us. We did reserve it, but it's still up in the air. It could possibly change.
Well, that's what, the weekend after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Yes. And the day before September 11th, you know, which
there's also a spring banquet idea in my mind.
I heard the spring banquet idea. I heard, you know, with some of the things we're doing, you know, possibly looking for a new building. I was thinking of possibly putting another event together and having like a benefit concert.
Oh, gosh.
Almost, I was thinking bringing Rockfest back.
Rockfest, really, here we come.
I'm actually really thinking more like, you know, getting somebody. I mean, we have, you know, some friends in Vinny Lopez and other musicians. So maybe we could put something together.
That's true. Let's do it.
Right.
My friends in Michigan would love to participate in that.
Are they going
to
come this way?
They're the ones we said we were going to go see in October.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So they do a lot of that.
As our pilot.
Our pilot's MIA. I think he went to the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, you know what? He's lost. You know, I can answer that. I know it's a difficult topic, but he's lost for now. I have to tell you that I send him messages a couple of times a month, and I don't get any responses back.
Me either.
But that's not any kind of reason for me not continuing to put myself out there.
One of these times he's going to answer you back.
Yeah.
That's
right. You know what? I believe that.
Me too.
And I know it'll be very hard for him to do that. Because it's hard for any of us to kind of break and take that first step.
Yeah. Just like tonight. I mean, I gave the number out and we wait. And we wait, but we have the show in the meantime.
But just remember, boy, before we moved venues, we were getting calls every show.
Yeah,
right.
You know, we'll get back there again.
Yeah, we will.
We have to get, you know, be a little more consistent, and I think we will moving forward. I think the weather will be on our side.
I'm believing that.
I think we're done with the snow for this season, I hope.
Oh, I love you, man.
You know? What?
Don't say that.
I'm just putting it out
and
in the
I
universe.
He said it now. He said it.
Yeah, I know. It's on tape.
Now, this weekend is not rain. It's 3 more feet of snow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, we can pat Kenny on the back for that one.
Right. What do you think? I jinxed it.
So there's a convention this weekend for UNA members. The Mid-Atlantic Regional Learning Conference of Narcotics Anonymous is this weekend, Friday night through Sunday. That's always good. I usually get up there. I'm going to get up there on Saturday this weekend. And already talked about the fundraiser.
Stevie B at Cedar Gardens.
Day?
That is Saturday? Saturday night, 8:30. Tickets are available at the door.
Nice. And we have the big Super Bowl party, which I already gave my fearless forecast for. And
we're always cleverly trying to think of more fundraisers.
Yeah, so again, any ideas, just give us a buzz. You can call Artie, like I said. Call him at night because he's...
You can call me. I'm up all night.
He's up all night waiting for your call. And if you don't believe me, call him. You'll see. 609-902.
That's funny.
9271. Any closing thoughts, my dear host?
No, not really. I mean, I think we covered a lot. We had some tender moments there throughout tonight's, conversation. And, hey, I mean, everything's good.
Great show for next week.
Yeah.
Please join us. Artie will give out the pre, what do you call them, Art, for a show? I don't know what
the... the reminder.
A reminder. That's the word. If you want to reach me, ask me any questions, you want to be on the show, or you have any comments about our show tonight, you can reach me at area code 267-338-5077. And you can email me at john@treatmentready.com, new website.
We are going to end our show the way we should have began it.
Good night.
Good night. See you next week. Thanks.
What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?